I'm Robin Roberts in New York.
Rob Sussman
sat down with me for his first interview since that night.
Sussman
told me how he's doing now and responds to those who doubt his account.
I'm p***ed off.
What is it that has you so angry? Is it the attackers?
It's the attackers, but it's also the attacks. Like, you know, at first it was a thing of like, listen, if I tell the truth, that's because it's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, how could you doubt that? How can you not believe that? That's the truth. And then it became a thing of like, oh, it's not necessarily that you don't believe that this is the truth. You don't even want to see the truth.
What happened that night?
Rob,
when I landed in rural Montana, I went out and I called up Dan Gaffney and I said, I'm going to go get some Subway. And he says, but you're in rural Montana. The nearest Subway is 15 miles away and it's negative 20 degrees out. So I went to Subway and I got the order. I walked to the Subway. So later I texted Dan Gaffney. I said, hey, call me immediately. And he called me right away. And while we were on the phone, I was in the middle of a potato field in rural Montana. And I heard Delaware 105.9. I don't answer to Delaware 105.9. My name ain't Delaware 105.9. So I didn't answer. I kept walking. And then I heard Delaware 105.9. So I turned around and said, what the f*** did you just say to me? And then the attacker, masked, wearing a Bernie Sanders 2020 pin. And then he said, real communism has never been tried, bitch. And then he punched me in the face. So I punched his back. And then, you know, we started tussling. You know, it was very icy. And then we ended up tussling by a potato plant in rural Montana. Fighting. And there was a second person involved kicking me in my back. And then they just stopped. And then they ran off. And I saw where they ran. And the phone, it was in my pocket, but it had fallen out. And it was just sitting there. And Dan Gaffney was still on the phone. So I picked up the phone and I said, Dan. And he's like, what's going on? I looked down and I noticed that they poured a soy latte all over my chest and wrapped a pride flag around my throat. No, because it was so fast. It felt like minutes, but it was probably more like 30 seconds. I can't tell you, honestly. I noticed the flag around my neck and I started screaming. I said, there's a pride flag around my neck.
Did you get any kind of description of the attack?
I gave a body description, you know, very skinny with thick-rimmed glasses, one of them. The other one, morbidly obese and with pink hair. But I can't tell you what color their eyes were. I certainly don't want to assume their genders. I gave the description as best I could. You have to understand that it's rural Montana. It's winter. People can wear ski masks, and no one's going to question that.
Why did you hesitate to want to call the police?
You know, there's a level of pride there.
We live in a society
where if you're a white man who says that you were assaulted by two leftist caricatures in the middle of a potato field in rural Montana at 3 a.m, you'll be called a liar. And it's tough to report on something like that, Robin. So, at the end of the day, just look at what's happened.
Thank you.
Rob Sussman.
Talk to me.
All right, do you feel bad for this guy? Do you feel bad for Jussie Smollett? I mean, let's be real here. This guy is mentally ill. He wouldn't have done this unless he was mentally ill. He wouldn't have gone on Robin Robbins without being severely mentally ill when this whole thing happened. So I want to hear from you at 302-839-1059-TALK or text, do you feel bad for Jussie Smollett. He's appeared in court now. He has to surrender his passport. His bail has been set at $100,000. He just left the scene in Chicago. He just left the courthouse in Chicago. $100,000, has to surrender his passport. That's what, to him, two episodes of Empire, less than two episodes of Empire worth of bail. He won't ever get it back, obviously. I mean, obviously he's not ever going to get that money back because, I mean, he obviously did it. He's obviously guilty of this whole shebang. And I think you could tell that he was guilty from the very beginning. I think it was easy to tell that he was guilty from the very beginning because, and this is something that I predicted on day one, that this would happen. I said that this thing was going to happen straight up. And there were people that day on this very radio station who were calling me a racist, evil bigot because I said that Jussie Smollett faked his own hate crime. Craig in Milford. Craig, hello.
Hey, I heard it said a lot of times by Dan and others that, you know, media were falling all over themselves and you want to believe that concocted story. But I can think of one media outlet that wasn't going there from day one, and that's the very station that everybody is currently listening to.
Hey, look, man, it's as simple as a dose of skepticism, which I thought was actually supposed to be part of the media's job. Remember when that was supposed to be the case?
Yes, and in fact, I called in with a story that was similar in that I got caught up revisiting the story just briefly. I got caught up in that county sting operation in Camden County, New Jersey. But that gentleman who was behind the sting operation, the Camden County prosecutor at the time, whose first name starts with, his first name is Samuel, he concocted a whole story completely on his own volition. I think I remember telling you that the cops were on to something when he fashioned a backward swastika on his own forehead.
Right, right, yeah.
Lit his own car on fire, had somebody beat the crap out of him, so on and so forth, and he did it on his own. But he was, what he was doing exactly is anybody's guess. He wasn't even after a raise like apparently Smollett was.
A raise! This guy wanted a raise! Why didn't you go ask your boss for a raise? You didn't have to do this. I mean, a negotiation is one thing, but faking your own hate crime, hiring Nigerian brothers to beat you up on the streets of Chicago while yelling something about MAGA hats? I mean, did you have to go that far? I've asked for a lot of raises in my time, but I haven't personally faked a lot of hate crimes. I mean, maybe it's just me. Craig, excellent call, excellent point. When we come back, Wooden Nickel in Harrington, he's on the line. Your calls, your texts, 302-839-1059, talk or text. Do you feel bad for Jussie Smollett? 839-1059.